Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin dito sa bahagi ng Sydney, isa sa mga batang-bata pa ay nagsimula na sa kanyang career sa music, Zabriel Orayenza. Good morning, Zabriel.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes. Before we start with your singing and all that you are doing at the moment, how are you first amidst the COVID-19 pandemic? Has anything changed the way you go out with your friends and you go to school?
I'm doing well. Everything's great at school. We're just pushing through this hard time of COVID-19, and hopefully it will get better, but I'm feeling great today.
That's great. And you've been very busy amidst the pandemic,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have been.
So let's start, Zabriel. How old were you when you started singing?
I was two years old, I think, when I started singing. But then I had my first professional singing lessons when I was 7.
And you're 12 now? You just turned 12, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Lots of achievements. I mean, like in the past 5 months, you've been doing so much. Congratulations, you won the Homegrown Superstars, which
yes.
was recently done online.
Yeah, I did.
So how was the experience doing it online?
It was a great experience because I get to see different types of talents all over Australia. And it was like a new experience for me because I haven't really done any online competitions because usually it's like face-to-face, like a normal competition on stage. But I feel like it's kind of different because it's more comfortable for me because I don't have to actually go out of my house and like get changed and be nervous and be in front of all these people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was different.
Yeah. But before this pandemic, you were busy last year doing
yes.
the School of Rock.
Yeah.
Please share with us your experience going to Korea, to South Korea, and then in Sydney you also did a show for the Capitol Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in Korea, we stayed from May to October last year, and we went to 4 different cities, Seoul, Busan, Daegu. Yeah, it was a great experience for me. And from there, I was lucky enough to do Sydney, and we did that for another 6 months.
Wow. So how was the school during that time? You miss your school. Did you?
I was doing homeschooling.
Oh, you were... Oh, okay. From the start, you're doing homeschooling?
Oh, it was like an online schooling thing that I did. F-Steps.
Oh, okay. So, because you're overseas, you're doing the online sort of studies.
Yeah. Korea, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, how were you chosen to be part of the School of Rock?
I auditioned for it. I auditioned for Tamika.
Were there lots of performances or artists who auditioned for that role?
Yes, there were many, many kids who auditioned for different types of characters.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to be chosen as Tamika.
Yeah. And how was it doing it in your own home city? Because
yeah,
I know that your mom, your family, lots of friends were able to watch it, isn't it?
Yes, we all did.
Yeah. I can hear your mom at the background. Did she have something to do with your singing? Did you get her voice or where did you get your voice from? Is it from your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Oh, okay. So, having started very young in singing, Zabriel, and I have seen you perform like... Amazingly. I couldn't have better word or it's not enough words that I can describe how amazing your voice is.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
But how are you managing it? Because you've done your tour last year in South Korea and then in Sydney. doing it big time with School of Rock, and then you're doing your studies. How are you managing it?
We're taking it slowly. Like 2019, how I was in Korea and working up to 2020 when I was in Sydney. We were handling it great. We did have a tutor at School of Rock. We had our own like tutor for all the kids.
Yeah.
And I also got into Adelaide, and I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
And Asia. I got into Asia as well.
So. Wow. So you're taking that slow?
Yeah.
Still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've also been very busy sharing your talent to the Filipino community, isn't it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. How important it is for you to share it with your fellow Filipino or within the Filipino community, not just the wider Australian?
It's awesome. It's a great opportunity for me to show my fellow Filipinos that I have, especially the kids, that I have this talent, and I will give them messages to keep going and striving their dreams, no matter how hard it is. And I feel like they're family to me because I really help, I support them a lot, and they support me, and they give me a lot of different opportunities to do, and shows I could sing in. So, yeah.
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 We can say that, especially in Sydney, you're one of the successful young talents, young Filipino talents. What do you do in your, like, how do you improve? I know that singing is within you, but you also do trainings, isn't it? What do you do to improve your voice and your singing?
Well, I practice a lot, like a lot. I practice a lot so my voice doesn't get like rusty through the past through years. And I rest. And I also drink these type of drinks that will make me like soothe my throat. And I have a limit on drinking soft drinks. I shouldn't be drinking them at all. So I try to stay away from that. And I try to keep myself warm at all times so I won't get sick.
Many young teenagers or kids love sweets. So you're not allowed sweets?
No.
Yeah. Maybe once in a while, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay. She makes them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Zabriel, where do you want to take your voice to? I know you've been to Asia. You're doing shows in Sydney. You've been to Adelaide. You did School of Rock, but what is the ultimate goal for Zabriel?
So my dream is to be an international singer all over the world. I want everyone to see what I can do, and so I can make my name global. And I movie star as well.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm into horror movies, and I really want to be like one of those kids that act in it. So that's another goal for me. And singing. Just like singing. My goal is to sing. So like kind of like Adele and, you know, Demi Lovato. I want to be like those people.
So are they your inspiration or your the people that you look up to?
Yes. Demi, because I sang a lot of songs from her, and she's great at singing, and I want to be like her one day. And Adele, because she has a beautiful voice, and she tells her stories when she sings. So I want to be like one of them when I become.
Yes. So let's go a bit with your family, because I always see your mom during shows that you are part of, but I guess I have not met your dad yet, but since it's Father's Day, how are you with your dad? Like, does he also come with you with your shows or with your trainings?
Yeah, he does.
So since it's Father's Day, how important it is for you to have a very good relationship, not just with your mom, but also with your dad?
Like, be extra, extra nice to him on that special day, and like really care for him. I feel like that will make him happy, because it's Father's Day, and just like take care of him.
And that's just on Father's Day, isn't it?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah. So what's your message, special message to your dad? Is it there?
No.
Okay, what's your special message to dad for Father's Day?
I love you, Dad, so much, and I thank you for everything that you've done, all the hard work that you've given to my family to support us, and I hope you have the best day on Father's Day, and I love you.
Wow. Okay. So for our young listeners like you who also have that dream of becoming known in singing, or that ultimate dream of becoming an international singer, what advice or words of encouragement you would like to share to them?
Hi everyone, to all those young fellow kids that are watching, that are listening to me, I have a special message for you. I want you to strive to your dream and follow your dream, and no matter what happens, I want you to hold on, and things will get better, and do not give up. No matter how hard it can be or troubles that come your way, don't give up and keep on holding on and do your best in everything that you do. And yes, continue on doing whatever you're doing and do your best at it.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.